Hello, podcast.
Morning.
What was your favourite song that we played today in the show? Mine was Body in My.
That song loses a lot of points because of how much I dislike the film clip.
Okay, lazy film clip.
Yeah, model walking the streets. Bow.
So what was your favourite song then that we played in the show this morning? don't avoid the question.
What did you sing out to?
We did have that Phil Collins, Love Don't Come Easy.
Ah, but that wasn't in our show. No, that was coming up after the show.
What other songs were really good? We had Alanis Morissette.
No, that was the same thing.
The next show after us.
Well, you think, Grant, what was your favourite song?
I cannot remember a single song from the morning, but that probably wouldn't surprise anybody.
No, there was one where I said, Ash, I like this one. And you said, yeah, it's all right.
Now, wasn't the
You do love Sweet But Psycho.
Sweet But Psycho.
We didn't play that. That was like last Thursday or Friday.
It's in your range, though. That's in your range.
It is.
Do it.
Oh, she's sweet but psycho, a little bit psycho. See, I sound like Ava Max, the vocalist.
Yeah, it's in your range.
Yeah, it's comfortable for me to
try
that.
You tried Rita Ora the other day before and it didn't work.
Yeah, no. And I tried over the weekend. I had a bit too many gins and I was in the car and Angels Brought Me Here was on. And I had as a guy, Sebastian, get those
notes. What a song. What a song.
If you could see what it's a bit reachy for all of us. To my prayer.
What a song.
And if you could feel tenderness, the tenderness I feel,
you would know
it would be clear. Grant, come on. That angels brought me here.
That's good. What was the cheap laugh version of that I would sing while that song was on? Oh, you would know, it would be clear that anal brought me here.
Oh. That's not the only Guy Sebastian Brilliant. Anal song. Because you know that the other one, he goes, anal, do you like it like that? Oh. I'm the only one that can love you like that.
Anal, do you like it like that? I'm the only one that can love you like that.
So good.
That's our new competition. Call in now, 13 1060.
What lyrics can you change for anal?
Would Guy come in and do that with us?
Yeah, surely.
Would he do the backdoor remix? Out the back gate. Come on. Have a nice podcast, you perverts.
Oh, dear.
Lots of people do all kinds of things to get themselves woken up and in the mood each morning, like have a coffee, do star jumps. This show, though, as we did moments ago, is all sing Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's Shallow together as one. Can we?
Okay, but I have to start it because that's
yep.
I go.
Go for it.
In the shallow.
Cool, that's singing.
There you go.
It feels good in your soul, you know?
Yep.
What a way to start the week. Have you guys had a wonderful weekend? I certainly have.
I'm fully refreshed. I'm topped up. I'm charged. I went to an inflatable water park and it was amazing.
Sick. Like a kids' park.
Yeah. It's like it was on the middle of a lake and it's just like got 100 different blow up, climb, jump, swim, swing things all over. It was incredible.
I spent all week lining up for baby formula.
Did you?
It's a new business I'm starting.
Are you the fifth person charged in this baby formula crime syndicate?
They are wearing a hoodie. They're wearing a hoodie.
They will never catch me. It is winging its way to Guangzhou province as we speak.
He's in the money. Count that yen. No.
You could buy a whole lot of baby formula
Japanese.
What's
the currency in China?
One.
Chinese.
It's spelled RMB, I believe. Excuse my ignorance. I can't remember.
One, no yen, but cold hard cash and Australian dollars up for grabs.
What
Secret Sound, 50 grand. That's going to happen after 8 o'clock from the jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We'll chat to Julia Morris. Next, though, look, it's not unusual for someone to change careers throughout their life and want to try something different.
But TV to radio.
Yeah. This time around, though, she was a porn star. Now she's a pastor.
She loved Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Sorry? Porn star to pastor.
Yeah.
This is a great way to start your week. You're driving to work. You're thinking, what am I doing with my life? I'm thinking about a career change. Here is an example of a career change.
Well, everyone's been talking about the 10-year challenge lately. And let's just say that if our next guest would do one, it would probably shock a lot of people. She was once a porn star. Now she's found the good Lord and she's a pastor. Welcome to Today FM Breakfast, Crystal Di Gregorio Bassett. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
We are very, very good. Now, this story has just come to light. And for those people listening who haven't maybe read about your journey over the past couple of years, give us the quick kind of overview.
Well, I actually was in the adult film industry for about 10 years. Before that, I went through some traumatic events as a child and met my real father died when I was 13 years old. So I kind of had what you call daddy issues and was seeking out, you know, male attention. So I ended up getting into the adult film industry. Yeah, I was in it for about 10 years. You know, I had a $10 million mansion in Malibu. I had 7 cars. I had a Ferrari, Escalade. I owned a nightclub. I had a couple houses. And one day I was in a bad relationship at one point and wanted to get out of that relationship. And my sister had asked me to go to church. So I was like, yeah, I went to church and I asked God to release me from the bad relationship I was in. The day I left that church, I never had a thought about going back. I had to film 2 more scenes actually when I was going to church, and I went on the scene. I was still, I was reading my Bible throughout the whole time and fulfilled those scenes that I had to do with serious conviction on me. Yeah. And then I just grew from there.
Wow. Crystal, that is an incredible story. Are there a lot of people reading the Bible on porn sets?
I would say there's a lot of it. I mean, I have read a couple of different stories where people have, you know, they start reading the Bible and they start, you know, learning God and starting to know Him more. And then they start feeling that conviction on them.
My concern is for young boys and young girls starting out in fresh relationships. Look, porn is quite aggressive. The way it's developed along in recent years, it's very full on. There's not a lot of love making in porn. And I worry that young boys see that and see that as their expectation of what they now expect young girls to participate in as they're starting out in fresh relationships. Is that the wrong way of looking at it?
Right, and that's exactly, you've got a great point. Like, a lot of people expect, you know, they watch porn and they think that their spouses and their girlfriends are going to act exactly how it is in porn, and that's not how it happens. Like, you know, this it's a fantasy. The women and men that you're watching are doing this for money. Most of them are not doing it for sexual pleasure. They're doing it because it's a job.
Well, Crystal, De Gregorio Bassett, a former adult film star and now a pastor. What a life you've led. Thanks for speaking to us today.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Australian Open's going on at the moment, guys, and Ash Barty's done a great job. She is through to the something finals.
Quarterfinals. First time in 10 years we've got an Australian woman in Australian.
Yes.
In the quarterfinals.
That's big. Yeah.
That's huge.
Bernard ain't getting through.
No. Tunisia count these millions.
15.
You do what I do.
But she beat Maria Sharapova. Now, Maria Sharapova is a controversial figure these days because she's back from a drugs ban.
Mm-hmm.
And she already, people are off her. But Grant, now people are really off her because she got booed when she came back to the court, Sharapova, after a 8-minute toilet break after Barty had claimed the second set 6-1. Now, people are saying this is a tactic. She's done this before.
The toilet breaks aren't illegal. You got to go when you got to go.
Yeah, but they say that this is, she's got form that when she loses a set, she goes. She meant to do 7 minutes. She did 8, and she's trying to psych out Ash Barty.
So she's disrupting her rhythm when she gets on a run. Is that what you're saying?
Disrupting her rhythm. And yeah. We were talking before. What's the other thing people know about Sharapova?
She grunts when she hits the bloody ball.
Better.
Yeah.
She's known to do that.
It's infuriating. Well, even as a watcher watching the tennis, it is infuriating.
But her pelvic floor is copping an absolute pounding, yelling that loud every hit. So she needs to get out there.
Once again, I've
good point, actually.
Got some audio. People were saying that this toilet break was nonsense, that it was just, that she shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Yeah, obviously.
I know this might be private, but I have some audio from that toilet break. So it was a legitimate toilet break.
Yeah.
Oh, I can confirm that. Okay. Let's go to the audio now. She's going to need more fiber in that diet. Oh.
Is that a poo joke?
Really firing those.
You're better than that, Kath.
No,
you
are. Guys, a new Hollywood romance has blossomed, and it is between Brad Pitt, 55, and Charlize Theron, 43.
There's a couple of hotties right there.
Yeah, arguably two of the hottest actors in Hollywood.
Agreed.
Even in their older age.
I'm really disappointed in him.
Oh, what?
On him?
Yeah.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, 12 years younger than him.
He could have gone a lot younger. He is Brad Pitt.
Ed.
He is
She's Charlize Theron.
Brad.
She was even hot in Mad Max when she only had one arm.
She was really sexy in that movie.
Very,
and
there's your
door ads with all the gold dripping off her boobies.
Oh, when she comes out of the water, the gold pool water.
She's somewhat elderly.
43.
Maybe in Hollywood years.
Ah, key phrase.
Okay.
Now, he has been the hottest man alive forever.
Since Legends of the Fall.
Oh, my God.
Or Meet Joe Black, whatever you want to say, He is Fight still. Club. Who is the hottest guy in the world? Who is the consensus hottest guy in the world these days?
Brad Pitt.
Even Shania Twain says, so he's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That don't impress me much.
That's right. And he won't be that. He's 55. What is he going to be, the hottest guy in the world at 60? This is a crucial five-year period
You're
for him to
something.
Date.
Oh, okay.
20-something.
He's got a plan for the future knowing that he won't be able to tap them anymore. Is that what he's saying?
Tap them.
Grant,
you make it sound so romantic.
He has a crazy...
It's Hollywood. There's no love in Hollywood.
How dare you?
He has a crazy ex and 15 kids. It's a lot to take on for a woman.
That's true.
She's not taking on it. Charlize is not doing school pickup or Flopsy and Mopsy. And the problem with the Jolie kids is you keep taking the wrong one. You go, no, you say, which one's right? It's so hard to know.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
7:06, happy Monday. This is Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Coverley and Ash London, trying to make you $10,000 richer with Alpha Bucks.
We got Rebecca from Narellan who's ready to play right now. Rebecca, would 10 grand come in handy? How would it help you?
It would help me finish off my house renovations that have been going on way too long.
Oh, God. Just need to get it done now. How many rooms are left?
Need to get it done. The most important is the second bathroom with a couple of preteen kids. We need to get the second bathroom finished, which is the priority.
Oh, can't be sharing a bathroom.
No.
That is hell, darling.
13-year-old daughter. No. Yeah.
30 seconds, answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter A today. A for ankle. You know how it works. $100 for each question. 10 grand if you can get them all. Rebecca, best of luck. Your letter is A. Here we go.
Thank you.
Name a fruit.
Apple.
South American country.
Argentina.
A sauce.
Apple.
A marine animal.
Pass.
Female actress.
Pass.
A car brand.
Audi.
Cocktail?
Astral Spritz.
Video game?
Oh, God, pass.
A medical...
A medical
occupation was the final question.
What would
anesthesia.
You say? Yeah, anesthesist.
Anesthesist.
That is a word.
Sounds legit to
I
me.
I think she's a Greek player that lost in the quarterfinals.
If you're going into surgery and someone walks in and goes, hi, I'm your anesthesist, you go, I'm going to need a new one.
I'm going to take another one. Guess $400.
$400 with
absolutely
no help from these guys. Congratulations.
None at all.
And we couldn't accept Apple as a source because it was a repeat answer as well. But $400.
Love you, Rebecca. Good luck with your renos.
Cheers. Thank you.
So, guys, just want to talk about kids stuff for a little bit, please, because, Grant, have you been through toilet training with your two girls?
Yes, of course we have.
We've
just got out of the nappies at night time with little Scouty.
Okay, because my son's 16 months and I hear that it's very hard. Is it difficult to toilet train a child?
Yeah, I think it's different. I think it's harder to train a boy than it is a girl as well.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Well, that thing can just go anywhere. You sit a girl on the toilet and it's fine a lot easier.
Oh,
but when little boys,
mean.
There's a lot of collateral damage around the bathroom unit.
And on me, that's happened to me. Like he's got
The baby weed on you.
But the baby has weed on me a lot.
No.
A
I'm
lot.
Not here for that.
It's a bit much. And so the Wiggles have done their bits because this was all over the news yesterday. I was like, wow, this must be big. The Wiggles have released a toilet training song. Let's have a listen. Yeah.
Can you take the toilet challenge? Can you sit on the toilet for this whole song? And at the end you can press the button to flush.
No, that's not real, is it?
Yeah, that's real.
It's a thing.
That is
Please
a thing.
Swear on the life of my mum, Lenny G, that that's a legit song.
That's 100% legit. That's Lockie.
The purpose of it, I think, is you play it to them while they're on there to occupy them, to keep them there longer so they can finish their business. So
stay on the toilet.
Stay
don't,
on the toilet.
So just sometimes if they're weeing, they just get up while they're weeing.
Yeah.
I'm not
or
here for
they,
that
won't, they won't see the poo out. You know what I mean? They get bored and distracted.
They give up mid-poo.
Yeah, I've had enough. I want to go play with some toys.
Are you kidding?
Is the poo... Wait.
Oh, no.
And then sometimes they'll just poo not in the toilet.
Yeah, I have trouble making Scout wait to the end so I can sort of do the tidying up.
Where she, you have to do the tidying
well,
up.
She won't poo with her clothes on either, so she has to take everything off to sit on the toilet.
As a 33-year-old woman, I'm down with that.
Do you do that as well?
I love a naked poo.
Same.
Total freedom.
Same.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I do.
Unobstructed.
Oh, it's the best, isn't it? But yeah. Then I'm in Hyde Park and they're all Julia Morris, live from the jungle. How on earth are you?
In vintage form.
That's what we like to hear. Now, all my friends that are either producers or whatever's on this thing have pretty much spent the whole weekend around a pool drinking cocktails. It seems to be
maybe
a bit of a holiday for most. Are you doing all the work and everyone's slacking, or are you also poolside in your bikini?
Look, I can neither confirm nor deny at this stage, but look, when we go, and when we rest, do we rest.
Yeah, baby.
I've seen about 27 photos of just your toes with, like, the African backdrop perched over a pool with what looks like surely some sort of martini in your hand.
Oh, do you know what? Mummy, not a good drinker. Don't wake the snow leopard. No, I keep myself very fresh when I'm here because I just... You eat to fuel. It's a brutal, brutal time schedule that we keep. Like, we are up and out at 4 in the morning, and then we do not return to the home until about 5:36 at night. And then by then you're so tired, you're just like, show me the pillow. It's brutal. So we get lovely, lovely luxurious accommodation, but dear Lord, hardly any time to spend in it.
So you're the only one doing any work, because every time they cut to the camp, they're all just lying around. I've been saying this for a long time, Julia. It should be absolutely punishing and relentless for the celebrities.
In the UK it is, but we get all like, are they okay? Yes. What about your duty of care? I mean, why aren't we just working them into the floor?
It's a nice place to wander into. I had the privilege of joining you over there 1 year. I popped out of a box.
Magnificent.
And I went for a little bit of a leak in the jungle, sort of away from the camp.
What do you mean, a wee?
Yeah.
You took a...
So I don't need to go to the Toki Toki or whatever it's called. I'll just go over and just have a little leak in the bush. And then these two eyes opened up in the bush right behind where I was leaking, and it was a man with a machine gun.
So
there's this line of defensive dudes just protecting him from, you know, the wild animals that could wander in because they're in a national park, what happens if just a lion did wander in, though? That'd spice things up.
We've had a leopard up around our lovely treehouse.
A few cougars I've seen wandering around. Really.
Can you imagine?
Well, they would be
Mummy don't drink on tour.
They would be unofficial intruders, but there is an official intruder coming into the jungle this week, I believe.
And what an official intruder. None other than the magnificent Shane Crawford, who is just such a gentleman. Nice, and it's going to be such a pleasure to watch.
All right, Julia Morris, the jungle is back tonight. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on your Channel 10. We'll speak to you soon.
Love you guys. See you when I get home.
Get all the Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Australia Day literally only a few sleeps away. It feels like it's just come from nowhere. Right?
Totally. And this is the prize of a lifetime. 131060, if you want to get involved, you will be the hero of your friendship circle because you put on a party for 29 of your mates under the Harbour Bridge, food, drinks, all included. Amazing. People will remember this for years to come.
Yeah. Remember, the Harbour foreshore is also jam-packed, so there's barely a single space that you can find if you wanted to fight the crowd. So we've got that space for you in the best possible location.
All you got to do to win this, let's be honest, the greatest Australia Day of your life, is just identify six iconic Aussies that are in our six-pack. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Pretty easy. Nathan in Penrith, you feeling confident, mate?
Oh, I think so. I had to do a bit of scribbling.
Nothing wrong with the scribble, doll.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it and let's see how you go.
Okay, sounds like this.
All right.
Okay.
What it looks like
behind the scenes.
Give it up, work.
Not very bright.
I'll do both.
So many voices.
Yeah, six of them.
All right, I think it's Sarah Harris, Bob Catter, John Farnham, John Howard, Julia Morris, because you spoke to her this morning, and Luke Jacobs.
You've got one correct.
Yeah.
Just one, I'm afraid.
Are we allowed to confirm which one? You've got Julia Morris correct. Okay, so Nathan, you haven't won just yet, but you've got yourself a family pass to Taronga Zoo, just for getting one. So that's one that's off the list, everybody else. So now you're listening for... Thank you.
He's so happy with that.
Now, happy to help.
Let's have another listen, because those names are all off the list, Bob Catter, etc.
Yeah.
Can you get the other five?
Okay.
What it looks like
behind the scenes.
Give it up, work.
Not very bright.
I'll do both.
I definitely know the last one.
Okay.
Another chance to score this iconic Australia Day with you and 29 mates under the Harbour Bridge, food, bevvies, everything taken care of. We're going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay?
So I'm going to give a hint.
All right, another one. Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Two in one day.
One of them's looking for work and one of them's never missed a buffet.
He was a weather presenter on Sunrise, a race car driver, hosted Family Feud, and much, much more. I'm on the TV. These are the Denya Diaries.
Let me tell you about the time I went to the Congo to see the gorillas. Do you want to hear about gorillas?
Well, Africa Congo.
The Africa Congo, one of the most dangerous countries in the world.
Gotcha.
Pretty amazing. Couldn't take my wife for obvious reasons because...
Why?
Blonde-haired lady like that in a country like that, not so good.
Not very safe.
Very, okay. Very dangerous. But we went there to see the gorillas because they were losing them in large numbers. There's a lot of illegal mines in Africa, a lot of children, a lot of child labour.
Really?
And they mine a thing called coltan, which is in your mobile phone. So it's products for our mobiles. Yep. Right, so we went there to go.
It's a fun story.
Yeah, so far, so good. Not depressing at all. It's Monday.
Went over there to see the gorillas. Most amazing experience. We trekked in this road, one of the most dangerous roads in the world. Now, the place we got out of our car to go and see the gorillas in the jungle is a place where 15 people had been murdered 10 days earlier in an ambush. There was still shells on the ground from all the gunfire.
Yeah.
We trek in for 2 to 3 hours through the jungle with our machetes to try and find these gorillas.
With our machetes. Some African guy held a machete. You weren't trusted with one.
Let's face it, I was fifth in line. Yeah. You're right.
GoPro.
And a selfie stick.
We get there to the gorillas, man. Oh, my God. The most incredible experience of my life. I'll never forget the smell of a silverback. A silverback has pheromones that are so potent, so powerful. It was a stench that I'll never forget. Like, they stink.
Didn't make you horny.
No. Okay.
Only works on other gorillas.
Almost a putrid sound, but amazing to see them. And now we're up in trees. Now, for the most of our existence, people never thought that gorillas would climb trees. They pretty much live in trees. When we found them, they were there. Watching the little ones would reach out you, they'd roll over, they'd come and play, and the mummy gorilla would bring them back, and then they'd just move on, and we just followed with them. Now, we followed with them until we stumbled across one of these illegal mines where there were children working in there. So we wandered down in there, we saw the conditions they were working in, try to feed themselves. Horrendous situation.
That's
you feel
crazy.
So terrible for these people, just trying to survive other people in the Congo. On our way out, then the guy who'd been looking after us for about a week was a local connected dude who then tried to sell me uranium.
No.
That makes nuclear weapons.
That makes nuclear weapons.
How does one start that transaction?
When he was a boy, he remembered because the Belgians used to own and run
Belgian
the joint.
Congo,
they did a lot of mining of uranium and stored it away for future use. He knew where these uranium stores were, and he wanted me to connect him with a buyer. I wondered whether I wanted to take any uranium back to Australia.
Here you go, Shazzy. Uranium necklace.
Did he open up his jacket, and inside the pockets of the jacket was like, instead of Rolexes, was vials of uranium?
He wanted to take me to the place where this store was, and I'm thinking, I don't want to know the information as to where this stuff exists, but you know who was there in large numbers in the only kind of... The only accommodation that maybe overseas diplomats might stay in, a lot of people from Iran were there, a lot of heavy hitters.
No, they love gorillas. The Iranians just love the gorillas and they want to conserve them.
Yeah.
That's why they were
there. Look out for who the future nuclear power might
be. But if Iran is listening, they were there to conserve the gorillas.
Yes, my name is Karl Stefanovic, if you are listening.
Diplomat. So you've been drunk this whole time?
Grant is the father of two young daughters. I'm assuming that not a day goes by without one of them surprising you with something completely different, something new.
Well, MC, we've had a breakthrough this week, in fact, in the Denya household. And not a breakthrough of a good kind.
What's happened, Al?
3-year-old Scouty has learned to lie.
And she's already devil child.
Oh, my God.
So
this is my God. You can't believe such horror can come out of a sweet little face. And she delivers these two beauties to us this week completely
stone-faced.
Okay. What a legend.
Stone-faced. So we want to know, call us now on 131060. What lies are your kids telling you, 131060?
Yeah, great. Now, are we going to hear one of these lies? Do I get to hear one of these lies, please?
Do you want to hear them now?
Do you want to hear them now?
Am I allowed to hear a
just
lie?
Just one. I'd love to hear a lie.
Yes,
please.
Lie. Okay, you want one. Okay, I'll give you the one she... All right, so this is what she told the dentist when she went in the other day about her tooth. And as it turns out, the kindy that she's going to must be quite a dangerous place. I think she might be in a kindy gang, of some sort. Have a listen.
You told Daddy what you told the dentist. How'd you lose that back tooth there?
Someone punched my tooth.
Someone punched your tooth out?
Who punched your tooth out?
Ava.
She's accusing Ava of punching her tooth out.
Straight to the dentist's face. A completely manufactured story about a dust-up in the playground that didn't even happen.
Okay, so what we want, if your kids are lying, what are they telling you? 131060, we've got a bunch of family passes to Taronga Zoo as well. So when they're actually behaving well, take them along.
That's great. You lied about that and now you're being good, so we're going to the zoo.
What lies have your kids told you?
Okay, we're talking about little Scout telling her first lies this week, and it's kind of got me scared. The first one was about her tooth that she said was punched out in the playground, which Ava punched out. And she hasn't even lost a tooth.
And she lied to the dentist, which is the worst part, because that's like a person of authority, like a doctor, a policeman, dentist. So she's fearless in the face of authority.
No respect whatsoever. Yeah. And I'm a frightened dad in a house, because... She's now also turned her attention to popcorn. Now, Princess Popping Popcorn is our little cavoodle. Unfortunately, last year was the target of a random attack when Scout pushed a push pop up her bottom.
And then?
Put it in her mouth.
Yeah, her own mouth. Yeah.
I would never kiss that child again.
So now popcorn is her most recent fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who drew on the lounge?
Popcorn.
What?
Popcorn drew on the lounge. With a pen. Wow, she's a naughty dog, isn't she?
We'd found a pen or biro was all over the leather lounge.
Popcorn.
Scrawled. Popcorn doesn't even have opposing thumbs. I can't hold a pen. Not even in her mouth could she do that. Not even believable, but she tells it to us like it's absolutely true.
You know that movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
She might be a con artist like that
guy. She's Christopher Skates waiting to happen. That's what she is, and that ended well. Okay, who's being lied to out there?
Jasmine in Mount Druitt, you've got, was this with your little sister, I believe? What's happened?
My little sister came to us and said that she had become class captain, had the badge on and whatnot, and she wore it to school every day. We got the newsletter about half term in, and turns out she wasn't the class captain. She actually stole the badge.
Yeah, that's what I
meant. What a legend! But that's how you get ahead in life these days.
that's how I got this job. So it's working. Great work.
And from Quakers Hill, what lies were told around you?
Well, on Christmas Eve, I had a lovely big Christmas pavlova in the fridge, and little Miss Dix managed to pinch a piece of that out before Christmas Day. And when I'd asked all the kids who had taken the pavlova, well, apparently that was Santa Claus.
Yeah, he would.
Santa Claus, obviously. And what can you say, Annie? You can't say it wasn't Santa Claus. You have to just go... Yeah. Our guest now, she hosts evenings on ABC Radio Sydney, and she's just joined Network 10 to present 10 News First Weekend. Everybody say hello to Chris Buffy.
Buffy.
One of the great news voices of this country.
Oh, thanks,
like
Daniel.
Like warm honey when you talk. I listen to the news more when you talk, and Gogs has got the same effect on me, so it's great seeing you both side by side.
Oh, you're too kind.
This is Orkies. let's go straight to it. Not just Grant, just whatever you call it. That sort of pouring himself on people.
I like it. Yeah, it's working for me. Let's keep doing this. Yeah.
This is hashtag Orkies because Gogs, our intrepid newsreader, you've met Chris Bath before, but off air you say some somewhat unkind things about her because you guys...
No,
let's get some realities. What happened?
Stop making this awkward, guys. Honestly, Chris, I love you. I think you're absolutely fantastic.
Blah, 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 blah. Tell the story, Dar. Come on.
Basically, this is 5 years ago. I was working in Newcastle and I got the call up to read here at Today FM. And I've never been more excited. I was... So pumped. So I got in my Hyundai Excel, went down the M1, and I was like, this is it. This is a big moment in my career. Mm-hmm. So, yep. When I got here to Sydney, they said, unfortunately, no, you're not going to be reading Chris Bath's going to be coming in and doing that. But we do need you to stay because we need you to press the buttons for her.
So how radio is this? Chris Bath, this is so radio. You get in your car to drive to the job you've got. By the time you get there, you don't have it anymore. That is so radio. So Chris, so you guys would sit in the tiny little booth together, yeah, and she, Gogsy, would push the buttons and then you would talk.
Except
CRISPR.
I arrived in a limousine.
Oh, here we go.
Big dog. And keep in mind, I'd never pressed the buttons here before either, so I was very, very stressed.
Well,
and
you did a good job.
Oh, thank you.
And you would have looked up to Chris so much, so we would have been like, you want to be cool.
Then she hated me.
No, I almost said I was more nervous because you were sitting next to me. You would have been terrified. I was, yeah.
It was both of us terrified at the same time, and I was blissfully unaware of all that. I apologise.
Well, here we are.
5 years later.
No, it's not your fault.
Let's settle this once and for all. What we've got is a off-the-cuff news quiz. We've got three headlines here. Oh. Now, some of them are real and some of them are fake. And so use your names as your buzzers, okay, and we will settle this once and for all.
Yeah.
Who is the better news person, our very own Gogsy or our former very own Chris Bath? All right, who would like to ask the first one? Use your names as your buzzer. Go, Londa.
I'll go first. Man proposes in court to girlfriend accused of stabbing him 13 times.
Proposes in court?
Yes. True or false? He's real story court. Or fake story?
Oh,
fake news, real news.
Name is buzzer. Come Chris. On, someone.
I feel like that's true.
It is true.
Congratulations. Yay. 1 point to Gogs.
Okay, here we go.
Next one.
Real news or fake news? Here we go.
Woman caught at airport with 24 gerbils strapped to her legs.
Barthy.
Yes, Barthy.
Definitely true.
It is true.
You got it.
They couldn't find the other six. All right. What? It's okay.
No.
Last one. Gross.
Okay. They were with Richard Gere.
No. Yeah. Hey!
He likes it. Okay. Last one's fake news or real news. Grant, and you do this one.
Okay. Sydney's poo jogger returns to Martin Place and leaves special surprise.
Over Gogs. To you, Gogs.
Now, that's false.
It is false because it's true that someone did do that, but it was outside the Sunrise studio and it was Grant and Chris together.
Well, congratulations, Gogs, after all these years of simmering away and every time you see Chris's gorgeous face on the television, wanting to just punch the screen,
now
you got your victory. Well done,
Chris.
No,
Chris takes it. No. Look, I can't accept that win. No, it's all yours.
Now, Bath, Chris Bath, we can hear you at night on the ABC, but, you know, I can get to sleep other ways. So what I am going to do
is
watch you weekends.
No, you've got to call in for the quiz tonight.
What's the quiz on the ABC tonight?
Well, I don't know yet. But
who do you love more, the Greens or the Guardian? Okay, we take both now. But 10 news on weekends from 5. We'll be watching. Good on you, Chris Bath.
Okay, thanks for having me.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now,
guys. You know that nothing is a legitimate part of this radio show until we make an opener for it. So let's begin.
What are we mad about?
Mad Mondays.
It's Mad Monday. Not in the traditional sense of the word. This is
Hang on, Mad Monday?
Yeah, no.
Corey, get the flower!
Calm down.
Flower.
So these days, there's so many fads. Every day, every week, every second, every hour, there's something else for you to hop onto. And Instagram is usually the kind of propellant of this. And this week, I think the fad that we should get on board with is something that I'm seeing all over my socials. Producer Sexy Vi seen it. It's a Netflix documentary, and it's called Fire, but it's spelled F-Y-R-E. And it's all about this failure of what was supposed to be the world's most luxurious, amazing festival in the Bahamas, actually at Pablo Escobar's private island.
There's only a flower there.
Possibly your first problem.
They garnered all these Instagram influencers. They said they'd pay them like 30, 40, 50 grand for it. But it turns out there was no such festival. Take a listen to this. Is a bit of the trailer.
Awesome. American rapper Ja Rule is in the Bahamas with his business partner.
Billy McFarlane
is an amazing entrepreneur.
He can convince anyone of pretty much anything.
They just bought an island.
Pablo Escobar's island. Oh my gosh.
We're going to throw a festival, yeah.
Island getaway turned disaster.
It became very barbaric.
It's crazy stuff. Wow. Yeah, when you describe a failed festival as barbaric. So it's on Netflix. I'm definitely going to be watching it today because I'm so mad for a fad. But there is another fad that we've all been getting into today.
This is something that you've brought to us.
Yeah, but you were a cynic and now you are on board with the fad.
I'm a convert.
Yeah, so it's called a Shakti mat. And it is pretty much an acupressure mat with 6,000 sharp spikes on it. and you just put various parts of your body. You stand on it, you lie on it. I do this every night before bed, and you've both had a go today, Grant. You
pretty much a torture device. Because it's so painful to stand and lie on. What are the supposed benefits it's selling me?
Circulation and blood flow.
If it hurts, it must be working?
Of course. Is that the theory? And you meditate on it. So it's like, I feel the pain, but it's just a feeling. I don't have to process this pain as bad.
So be the observer of the pain, not the feeler of the pain, as Eckhart Tolle would say.
Yeah. And Cav, you are such a cynic, but and people can watch it on the Today FM Instagram page. You're mad for it now.
Dudes, I'm blissed out. I just spent a bit of time on the Shakti around my neck area. And I love you guys.
Oh, yeah? That's beautiful.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I've never seen this side of it.
Does Corey have, like, green stuff as well as white?
Tell the young blood. Get it, baby. Get it.
That's where I'm at, man.
The Shakti mount. So would you say you're a convert?
I'm a drop of water in the ocean.
Wow, you've reached another plane of consciousness right now, Cavalier.
Normally it takes, like, 14 quadril for me to be like this.
I mean, it's 9:03, so technically, guys, we've already done 3 minutes of overtime this morning.
Woohoo!
So, job well done.
Kev's about to go to sleep. He's all shucked it out.
I've never seen you like this before in your life. Your eyelids are closing at half the speed that they were before, and now you're just wobbling your head side to side.
Listen, it's on the Instagram of the Sharky. It has genuinely affected my thinking.
So we've got quite a few messages come through on the Today FM Instagram page. They're saying, please make Ed do it on his back topless. So if that's what the people want, you should get the rig out.
I've worked with you for now a year, and I still haven't seen this blessed rig that I know that a lot of work's gone into.
Hugh Sheridan's getting involved. Hey, what have you got for me, MC?
Okay, well, before we get out of here, just another reminder that this week we're trying to give you the most amazing Australia Day possible.
This is why I bring it up. Yep. Great Australians.
You, 29 mates, your own pool in Sydney Harbour, food, bevvies, everything taken care of.
Yeah.
To win it, though, you've got to identify our six iconic Australians in our Aussie six-pack. One name has been revealed already this morning. Shall we? This is the names.
Okay.
What it looks like
behind the scenes.
Give it up, work.
Not very bright.
I'll do both.
Okay.
One's Julia Morris, and the others I'm sure we'll put up on our socials so you can have a listen. If you get it right, it's going to be massive.
And ensure that they are very famous. So they are names that you will easily know if you can pick the voice.
Very well known. More chances to win that tomorrow. But guys, we've got to get out of here.
See ya.
Bye. Love you.
Bye, Sharkdy.